amazing love. Do you know that God loves you? That He has a special plan for your life? Through His Word and by His Spirit, this program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
Have you ever been caught out in a storm? An unexpected storm? You didn't even see the clouds coming? Didn't listen to the weather report? No warnings at all? To do quite a bit of boating when our children were small. And in New York State, we have a lake called Lake George. That particular part of the country is very interesting. It can be a beautiful, beautiful day. Sun shining, hardly a cloud in the sky. And you can be out in a boat, a sailboat, little motorboat, having a marvelous time, and all of a sudden, this black cloud comes over, and it's not just a little drizzly cloud, it can be a very strong thunderstorm. And what started out as a little cloud, all of a sudden the whole sky is filled with darkness. And it's almost like, where did you come from? I didn't see you. And so are the storms in this life. One day everything seems to be normal. Maybe not perfect, but normal. And all of a sudden, tragedy strikes. Well, we know of tragedies when someone passes on that we love very dearly. And sometimes we have a revelation of truth about a particular situation in our family or among our friends that we're not ready for. A hidden sin, a disaster. And when that happens in someone's life, we think, well, that's my business. But how we all affect one another, there's very little private sin that does not affect someone else. And many times, 100 people could be involved. Maybe 2, 3 more. And in a situation where an assassination happens in a country, the whole country mourns. Because we all feel for one another. We're linked together, all made in the image of God. And so when part of the body hurts, the whole body hurts. We grieve for one another. And even though we think we're prepared for storms, when something actually happens, we go looking for our faith. And then we're really tested. What do I really believe? Do I really believe that God is real? Do I really believe in the Word of God? That He will work all things together for good for those that love Him and are called according to His purpose. That out of the worst situation He can bring good. Maybe not the good that I would like to see happen in my life, but He'll take the mistakes and sin even, and something can be gained from it. We can learn lessons in life and say, I never want to do that again. Or we can see someone else make a very bad decision and we see the ramifications of that bad decision, that sin, and we realize the depth of the calamity, the hurt, the woundedness. And all of a sudden, the spiritual life becomes very real. And we do say, God, oh Lord, let me never be tempted in that way or keep me. Not to bring judgment on our brothers and sisters, because by the grace of God, you know what I mean. Very important not to criticize. And yet, at the same time, to love righteousness. And in the body of Christ, we have to be so careful in passing on information, that information is true, and then not to past information that really isn't connected with ourselves. Otherwise, it could be gossip. And we know that that's very detrimental to our spiritual life. If that information does not concern my decisions or me personally, either part of the solution or part of the problem, how do we walk through the calamities? How do we walk through the dark clouds that come over the storms in our life? How do we deal with grief? Well, thank God we have His Word, that we can go to the source, that we can go to the Good Shepherd. And we know that grief is real, and Jesus, He was tempted in every way, and He never sinned. And when His good friend Lazarus died, and how He mourned and cried, even though He was the Son of God. At Gethsemane, He perspired great drops of blood. He went through great anguish, felt everything that we feel, and how He identifies with us. And what did He do? He went to His Father. He prayed. He sought the Father's will. And He said, "Not my will be done, Lord, Father, but yours. Your will be done in my life." Do we have an anchor in a storm? Out in the middle of a lake, out in the middle of the river, and sometimes out in the ocean. No land in sight. Not a buoy. Not another ship. Not even a friend who understands. We can't even see the stars. And the moon is hidden. And we go through the dark night of the soul. And we say, "Oh God, if you don't get me safely home, I'm not going to make it. I can't even tell somebody how I feel. They won't understand. And I don't even know how I feel." Angry, betrayed, confused. All kinds of negative feelings. What can I do? I can go to Father. I can lean upon His Word. And even when I don't feel anything, when I feel numb and I feel locked in, and sometimes we can be afraid of even losing our own mind, but the anchor of our faith, for every man has been given a measure of faith. And no matter what happens, Jesus will be there for us to keep believing, to walk on the water. As Peter walked on the water, how many times that's read, that scripture, and speaking about Peter looking at the circumstances and, you know, going down into the water because he looked at the circumstances of life. He looked at the waves, and they were very frightening, and out in the middle of the ocean, those waves can be very frightening. But at least Peter got out of the boat. And he started walking towards Jesus. At least he did something. He didn't just sit there. And the fear of failure will keep us from moving. The fear of what's going to happen. Instead of just believing and just keep walking. Yes, it's dark out there. Yes, I can't see the stars and I can't see the moon. But I have the bright morning star in my heart, and I'm not going to be afraid of the circumstances of this life. We read the Word of God, and it speaks about the end of time, the end of the age, and how men's hearts are going to get cold. And except the time be cut short, even the elect would be lost. To keep our hearts soft before God and before each other. mindful of the words that we speak, that they're words of life and words of encouragement. We never know when a very close friend, a relative, someone we work with is going through the dark night of the soul. They don't want to speak about it. They can't even talk about it. But they need your love, and they need my love.
The ships been better. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn.
In a storm, without a radio, without a compass. Today, information highway. So many ways of communication. We have email, we have fax, computers, radios, telephones. But going through those dark nights, if we don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, that connection to Him that we might go to the Father, what are we going to do? The Word tells us not to be anxious for nothing, but in all things through prayer and supplication. Let our requests be known to God, and the peace that passes all understanding shall be ours in Christ Jesus. We know that panic is the worst thing. Going into panic mode, our mind just goes. Wrong decisions. But when Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, dwells within us, He's the peacekeeper. And He can give us peace that passes all understanding. As we seek His face, the Word tells me that He is the light of the world. So on that dark night, that time where nothing seems to make sense, I can't even explain myself. There are things that happen we can't even talk about. Sometimes there's not even words to express how we feel. Sometimes we don't want to reveal what is really happening in our life. We're afraid to expose ourselves, expose somebody else, a variety of reasons. Well, I know someone who can always listen and always understands. He is the light of the world, and when I call upon Him, He comes into my life and into my mind, and He drives out the darkness. Trusting Him, spending time with Him, He makes sense out of nonsense. For He has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love and a spirit of power and a sound mind. And we need that sound mind. We need wisdom. Oh God, what am I going to do? I have no direction. Well, the Word tells me He's the truth, the life, and the way. He's the way maker. And He can make a way in the desert of your life. He is the tree of life, bearing fruit for every season. And there's a river that flows from the throne of God to bring refreshment and revival to us and in us. He's our hope. So if you're in a place like that, just cry out to Him. We've heard that song, Light Up My Life. Well, He is the one that will light up your life and light up my life. God, I need You to give me direction, for I don't know where I am. Sometimes grief is so bad, we feel like we've died inside. But when Jesus lives within you, He is life. He is the truth, the life, and the way. The life giver is inside of you. Look to Him. Trust Him. Believe in Him. He loves you with a love that you'll never understand until we see Him face to face. Respond to Him. the fourth chapter, blessing version. The wind ran out of breath. Late that day, Jesus, he said to them, "Let's go across to the other side of the lake." They took him in the boat as he was. Other boats came along. A huge storm came up. Waves poured into the boat, threatening to sink it. And Jesus was in the stern, head on a pillow, sleeping. They roused him, saying, "Teacher, is it nothing to you that we're going down?" Awake now, he told the wind to pipe down and said to the sea, "Quiet, settle down." The wind ran out of breath. The sea became smooth as glass. Jesus reprimanded the disciples, "Why are you such cowards? Don't you have any faith at all?" They were in absolute awe, staggered. "Who is this anyway?" they asked. "Wind and sea, at his beck and call." What is the name of the storm in your life? Rejection, fear, insecurity, poverty. What storm are you fighting? Grief? Emotions will have us unstable. To bring our emotions under our spirit man. God has given us spiritual authority, but my spirit has to be stronger than my emotions. They're up, they're down, they're around, unstable. But when I'm spending time with the presence of God, praying in the Spirit at all times, building myself up in the most Holy Ghost, surely in those times of trial, I will have the resource to carry me through. And so whatever storm is blowing, whatever fear, whatever darkness, whatever grief, whatever pressure, whatever comes down, God will see us through because our spirit man has been built up, spending time with Father, spending time with prayer, meditating on the Word of God, and we are changed from glory to glory. We shall not be moved. Even though ships around us may be sinking, we have the captain of our salvation at the helm of our life. We're trusting in him, trusting in his word, trusting in his promises. God loves you with an amazing love. Mary Winchell here. Stay steadfast.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazingloveministries.org.